This interview is made possible by RCS Sports. Visit the website at rcssports.com.
Just, I guess, real quickly, sum up last night's game.
Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it was a typical playoff game, and you know, I think both teams came out and played hard. And the bottom line was, in the second half, third quarter, fourth quarter, Houston used their momentum against us, and you know, they played well down the stretch, and you got to give them credit for a good win.
What happened to you guys in that third quarter, particularly?
We missed a couple shots that we usually make, and you know, that's going to happen. And then the other end, they start getting into a rhythm, and T-Mac started getting into his rhythm, and they made a run on us, and then they got the crowd into it, and the momentum shifted. And you know, when that happens, it's tough to win on the road.
Were you, I guess, particularly satisfied with the shots you guys did get in that second half?
Yeah, we're happy with the shots that we got. You know, there's no question we got some good looks. We missed a lot of good looks, you know, and that happens in basketball. You can't blame anyone. It's just, you know, it happens. You know, I think we played some pretty good defense at times, and there's times that we had a little lapse, and they took advantage of it.
I guess talk about how the young guys, like Darren Williams and the rest of your young teammates, how they did in that first game.
They did good. You know, it's the playoffs are, you know, once the ball goes up, it's a tip-off. You kind of forget everything and you just play the game of basketball. And we've had a lot of playoff-type games during the year this year, so I think we're ready for the playoffs, and I think they did a good job.
Well, last thing, besides making the shots that you guys missed last night, what do you hope to make to do differently tomorrow?
Well, just stick to our game plan, execute our plays, get good shots again, and then on the defensive end, let them, you know, play our scheme and hopefully take them out of their comfort zone a little bit.
Thanks, man.
This interview was made possible by RCS Sports. Check out the website at rcssports.com.